Gordon Ralston Wildcats were 6-15 last season with a young ball club this year, bringing back quite a bit of experience for head coach Tyler Shipley, who's joining us here to take a look at the 2020 season. And coach, it's always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, you too, Jeff. And, you know, it's been a weird football season, so, you know, hopefully this basketball season will bring some good luck for everybody around here.
What are you looking at this year with the basketball season, and how do you expect things to kind of play out? There's probably no real right answer, I imagine, to that.
Well, the biggest thing is just going to be keeping everybody healthy, I think, and, you know, with all the new mitigations, hopefully that'll be the case around the state too for everybody, because, you know, we want a full season, we want everybody to be healthy. But, you know, for us individually, we're just going to be looking to build on last year. You know, I think, you know, we did some really good things last year, said 6-15. You know, we're going to be looking to push up in the double digits at least this year for wins. You know, if we can get anywhere close to that, that'll definitely be a good success for us.
Saw a lot of growth out of the team last year, coach. Where do you feel like maybe you guys have even grown from the way you were playing late last season?
We got a lot of guys with a lot of basketball intelligence coming up, and that always just helps. You know, it's good to have athletes like we do, but we just have a lot of guys right now that really love to play basketball, and they're, you know, always itching to get in the gym, whether it's during the season, summertime, and whatnot. And we've had really good numbers the last 2 or 3 years, which helps. We've got a really great JV program. My assistant coach, Derek Tigerson, does a great job with those guys, getting them ready. You know, so we got a lot of guys that are ready to go, so hopefully that'll help us, and got a lot of guys that we can play, get fresh legs in there.
Yeah, 22 guys out, you said, this season. Coach, does that break down pretty evenly amongst the grades?
Yeah, pretty much. We got, I think, 5 seniors out right now. We got a pretty big junior class. Our sophomores, not quite so many, and then I think I got 5 freshmen again. So, yeah, it's pretty even. That junior class is kind of a big one for us.
That junior class is going to be huge this year. That senior group has been kind of important on the rebuild and re-rise of Gliddon-Ralston basketball.
Absolutely. You know, we had a couple years ago where we had a bunch of guys hurt, so this is kind of that class that they were sophomores when that happened, and they all had to kind of play varsity probably a little bit before they were ready, but, you know, in the long run, I think it helped them out, and I think it's really going to show this year. And then, like you said, we got a big junior class, and those are the guys that are really kind of gym rats, so they've been working really hard. They had a great JV season, some of them last year, and now they're ready to step up in the varsity level. And you know, combining those two, the senior class and some of those underclassmen, are really going to help us out this year.
With the kind of depth you're expecting to have this year, what type of style are we going to see from you guys?
You know, obviously we're going to try to push tempo. You know, the faster we can get up and down, the better it's going to be for us, because we can bring in fresh legs. You know, I know there's a couple teams in the conference that don't have quite the numbers that we do. So, you know, but they're always in good shape too. High school kids, they can run forever. So, but yeah, that's kind of our game plan, is to try to push tempo, you know, get some quick shots up, really be aggressive on defense and try to force other teams to play fast. And then we'll be subbing in and out a lot, getting a lot of guys in there.
How deep do you think your rotation will go?
You know, I'm really hoping to play about 10. I think we got at least 10 guys that are probably ready to be at that varsity level. A couple of them that kind of need to catch on pretty quick, and it's just going to be a big change for them, you know, coming from JV. Just the speed difference is going to be crucial. But, you know, give them a couple games, and I'm sure they'll round into form. And, you know, we got guys, even those guys that I'm talking about, they love to hustle, which is what you want out of some of those role players. So, you know, we don't need all 10 guys to be scorers for us. We got plenty of guys that can do that. We just need a couple guys that are going to bust their butt and play defense and rebound and that kind of thing.
Is that the biggest concern coming into the year, is getting everybody up to speed, especially with the lack of kind of an off season for everybody?
You know, a little bit, I think. Yeah, with the whole quarantine thing, it's been a long time. Some of them have touched the basketball. So, you know, our first couple practices here earlier this week were pretty sloppy, but, you know, we got a couple extra morning sessions in. We'll probably go Saturday and tell some of those older guys, they're definitely starting to shake the rust off. And again, it's going to be one of those things where it's, you know, game speed's a lot different than practice speed. So some of those younger guys, we got a couple sophomores that are probably looking to play a few minutes here and there. Some of those juniors, you know, haven't played varsity yet, but, you know, had a really good JV season last year. But it's just going to take them a couple games probably to get used to the speed. But yeah, it's been a little bit off year, you know, but everybody's going through the same thing too. So, you know, everybody else in the conference and the state's going to be probably a little bit rustier than they usually are. So, you know, it's just going to be a couple games, and hopefully everything will be back to normal.
Along with the depth, what other areas do you feel really good about coming into the year?
We went through a couple years where we had some shooting lulls, where we just, you know, didn't have quite the greatest shooters in the world, and we were, you know, trying to get the ball to the rim a lot or pound the ball inside, and I think that's going to turn around a little bit for us this year. We got some of these younger guys, like I said, that are, you know, good basketball IQ and are shooters, you know, and you combine that with, we got some size inside, Tyler Brandt, Carter Scott, hopefully Caden Smith will be back soon, you know, and some of those guys are really good with their back to the basket. And we got some of those younger guys, Brigham and Carter have been there for a while, but Cale Clucky, Carter Sawyer, you know, stepping up and starting to hit some outside shots. So hopefully we'll be a little bit more balanced this year. And then obviously, you know, that senior class got a lot of speed to it. So that's been something that we've been focusing on a lot in the last couple of years. So hopefully we'll continue to do that and get out and get some easy buckets in transition as well.
With that many upperclassmen that are going to be seeing minutes and in that rotation, is there any openings for any younger guys and maybe any freshmen or sophomores that are fighting for some of those roles?
Yeah, I think, you know, most of those seniors are going to play, and I think as of right now, probably looking at two sophomores that'll probably get into that rotation if we do go 10 guys. John Whitver and Jackson Sklenar, both sophomores. John's, you know, a good outside player, you know, not the quickest, and, you know, doesn't have the speed as Brigham and Carter does, but he's one of those guys too that, you know, when you leave him open, he's going to be able to hit shots. Just got a good basketball mind. He makes good passes, things like that. Jackson Sklenar is one of those kids that really hit the weights hard last year. He reminds me a lot of Tyler Brandt, where he's just a strong kid. You know, he's a great rebounder for us, going to be physical on the defensive end. You know, so we combine those two guys with our seniors and then that junior class too, and that'll probably round out our varsity pretty well.
Coach, are a lot of these guys going to be interchangeable as far as positions that you can put them at?
A little bit. You know, I think actually this year probably more so that we're going to be more position oriented. You know, I'm going to try to do my best to get fresh legs in there, so we want to have, you know, a point guard and a backup point guard and center and a backup center and so on and so forth. But, you know, we got a lot of, like I said, a lot of speed and a lot of quickness all the way through. You know, I don't have any problem with some of our bigger guys like Carter Scott and Tyler Brandt. You know, they're athletic enough and they're quick enough where we could switch ball screens and they could guard some of those guards out on the end on the perimeter too. So, you know, we'll probably stick to our positions pretty well offensively. Defensively, it's going to be one of those things where we could probably switch a lot if we have to.
I know you don't have a lot of control even as the AD of how the conference schedule probably breaks down and what it looks like. But overall, are you pretty happy with how the conference and non-conference schedule all works together as far as road trip and home games where you're not maybe on the road for 2 weeks in a row?
It's okay. You know, it's one of those things, like you said, you're not ever going to be able to control that completely. I think we got a lot of road games early this year, which, you know, actually might benefit us a little bit. If everybody's a little rusty, you know, we might sneak one or two games in there that we maybe weren't picked to win. But then we got a lot of home games down the stretch, which I think will be good. That's when you kind of want your home games is, you know, when you're tired or been going on the road a lot, and all of a sudden after Christmas, then you get a lot of home games, starting to get into a good rhythm before playoffs and that kind of stuff. So, you know, schedule-wise, yeah, and I like our non-conference schedule this year, too. We've got some good teams that are close, a couple home games, a couple away games. So, overall, yeah, I do like our schedule this year, and I think, you know, it'll push us.
What stands out for you about the Rolling Valley this year?
I think we got a lot of turnover again. I say that almost every year, but I know Boyer Valley lost those two Barron's kids, big guys. Cam lost a couple seniors. You know, I think Woodbine's probably going to be the favorite. That prior kid is a stud, and they got some decent guys to go around with him. But, you know, Boyer and Cam always have a ton of numbers out. They always have good JV teams. Arweva's got everybody back again. West Harrison, you know, usually it's tough because we don't play them JV, so we don't know what they have coming up. But, you know, I think it's going to be pretty even. Like I said, I think Woodbine probably pushing for the favorite right now, but there's a lot of good teams, and we hope to be one of them.
I was going to say, you were just saying double digits in wins this year. Do you feel like you guys can be in that hunt?
Yeah, I think we can. You know, our game plan this year, again, is going to hopefully play towards our strengths. Having those guys coming in fresh legs and things like that, yeah, I would hope that we could be pushing towards double-digit wins or even a little bit higher. So it's just going to depend on how it shakes out. You know, we've got a lot of experience coming back, but we are playing some young guys too. So we'll just see how they mesh, and hopefully we can push for those double-digit wins.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. I wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to getting over there and seeing you and the guys getting a chance to play here very, very soon.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to see you at some games. Thanks for all your coverage.
You bet. Head Coach Tyler Shipley again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. We'll stay in the Rolling Valley. We're going to talk our Weaver Rockets basketball. That's coming up next year on the Boys Basketball Preview Show.